I replaced all my Lululemon shorts with Bird Dogs. Bird Dog shorts do the exact same thing, but fit way better. They actually look like khaki shorts, so I can wear them all day, for my morning hike or bike ride to the bar. I can't stop wearing them. Join over 1 million guys who discovered the best shorts on the market. Go to birddogs.com/MLB and enter promo code baseball for a free baseball hat with your order. That's birddogs.com/MLB. Promo code baseball for a free hat. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off. We promise you.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.
The Zach Gilb Show on CBS Sports Radio. We have 8 picks made so far. Surprise, surprise, with the first pick in the 2023 NBA draft out of France. San Antonio Spurs select Victor Wembanyama, who I just saw that he had a quote in his media availability that he's not intimidated of Greg Popovich just yet. We'll see if that does change. Brandon Miller goes 2 to the Hornets. There was some thought that maybe Scoot Henderson was going to usurp Brandon Miller. That was all just a bunch of hype and smoke and did not end up happening. Scoot Henderson goes 3 to the Portland Trail Blazers. What does that mean for Damian Lillard? We'll get into that in just a second. Amen Thompson from Overtime Elite goes 4 to the Houston Rockets. His brother, Assur Thompson, also Overtime Elite, goes to the Pistons at 5. Anthony Black, the guard out of Arkansas, goes 6 to the Magic. We have our first trade, which, by the way, I can't stand these trades. Because, like, I'm looking at a draft tracker right now, and it's on ESPN. Bilal Coulibaly goes to the Pacers, technically, at 7. But he's the rights are traded, and he's going to go to the Washington Wizards. And Jarace Walker out of Houston is going to go to the Pacers. But, like, if you're on ESPN's draft tracker, it doesn't mention that there was a trade. Now, this happens every year in the NBA where you have a guy that gets drafted and then he's wearing the hat that he got drafted by, but you know he got traded. It's just so stupid. And maybe I should be past the point of bitching about it, but because it never changes. But we're at that point where it's just like, you can't even get it right on the draft tracker if you're following this thing from afar, which just ends up being super duper confusing as well. So I'm going to go to I know I have the picks on right in front of me, the way I could see him, but I like to have him right up on the screen as well. So I'll go to a different website that actually keeps track of all the trades as well. So you got Bilal Coulibaly going to the Wizards, and then Jarace Walker going to the Indiana Pacers. Bilal Coulibaly, he is actually a teammate of Victor Wembanyama going back to the French team that they did play on. And Coulibaly has a 7'2" wingspan, and he's been someone that has quickly shot up the draft boards and ends up going with the 7th overall pick. So congratulations to him. Alrighty, I think right now, through the first, as Taylor Hendricks out of UCF goes 9, and that's going to be to the Utah Jazz. So as you go through the first 9 picks, the biggest story right now is what will happen with Damian Lillard. That's the big story. Because you knew Wembanyama was going to go 1. Even though there were some conflicting reports today, you had a feeling Brandon Miller was going to go 2. And then Scoot Henderson was going to go 3. You knew those were going to be the 3 players. Wembanyama 1, and would it be Miller 2, Henderson 3, or Henderson 2, Miller 3. We've now got those answers. So no Zion getting traded. Right, there was that thought the Pelicans wanted to move up to 2 or 3. And remember, a lot of people said that the Pelicans wanted to go get Scoot Henderson. Well, Henderson was there at 3. Did Portland not want Zion Williamson? That's what I would think so. And if that's the case, is that the end of Damian Lillard's time and the end of Dame time in Portland? And here's the other part of this. And maybe this gets over-exaggerated. But you keep on hearing how Dame wants to play with vets and no longer be a part of a youth movement. If you get Zion Williamson, if I'm Damian Lillard, it's not like I'm sitting there saying, championship, here we come. The dude's never healthy. So Portland had to gamble a little bit here. Do you go get a veteran player that will appease Dame, and Dame will continue to show his loyalty to you? Or do you do what's in the best interest of your franchise, and you make the selection, you get the younger player, and then you see what the domino effects are from there? And what Portland did tonight, without knowing any other information that could be breaking, is the right move. Portland going out there tonight and making the selection, two thumbs up. I have no clue if Scoot Henderson's going to be great. You know, Terrence Oglesby joined us earlier. He thinks he's comparable to Derrick Rose. I see that comp out there. Guy played in the G League last year. I didn't see much of him. He didn't go to college. All right, that's fine. Do what you think is in the best interest of you. But we didn't get to see a lot of Scoot Henderson, so I'm not going to be one of these dopey talk show hosts. I'm the expert. I'm the end-all, be-all. I know everything about this guy. But it is the right move of Portland did tonight, in theory, where you draft the best available player at three and don't just trade for Zion Williamson with his massive contract and not know where Zion Williamson's commitment level is and when he's going to get back on the court. But now the ball is in the court of Damian Lillard, because he basically allowed Portland to make their decision. And I'm assuming Windhorst, his camp, you know, Windhorst has been talking to the Dame camp, I got to imagine. And it's not like Joe Schmo, it's Brian Windhorst. He's a pretty damn good insider. I know we all make fun, oh, he's LeBron's guy, blah, blah, blah. The guy's become a great NBA insider and a great NBA reporter. Right? There's Woj, there's Shams, and right underneath both of them is Brian Windhorst. And Wendy's been pushing it all week that they were going to keep the pick. And not only keep the pick, that he also threw out there that Dame keeps on saying that he doesn't want to be a part of a youth movement. So you look at that, and I know we're on in Portland now, so we'd love to hear from our friends in Portland at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. On what your reaction is. Because now, if Dame is serious about winning a championship, you look at this Portland roster, they're nowhere close. And even though Dame is still a special player and someone that we kind of view still as a top 10 player in the league, he's not getting any younger. And he's sitting there right now at the age of 32, turns 33 next month. And right now you probably think, you know, it could be more, it could be less, but you would assume three more really good prime years for Dame Lillard. And if I'm Dame, I've been in Portland since 2012. I've given everything I could and then some to that organization. People said I should have left 3-4 years ago, and you're still there. And we've seen LeBron jump around. We see KD jump around. But would anyone blink an eye? Would anyone start yelling, oh, screw Dame, Dame's leaving? If you're a sane human being, no. Because Damian Lillard, for years, has tried to get the job done in Portland. And they got to a Western Conference Finals. They got swept. Right, but that team, you didn't view that team as a team that was going to win a championship. And ever since then, it's been going the wrong way. And now for Damian Lillard, you should want to move on. And I know you love Portland. I know you want to be loyal. But you're past that point of it making sense to stay in Portland. And that's the thing. I just think Dame, in his own mind, dug himself in so deep where he almost thinks that people are going to look at it like LeBron when he had the decision, or KD when he left Oklahoma City to go to the Warriors. No one's going to view it that way. It's going to be viewed like when Kevin Garnett, who did not want to leave Minnesota at first, got talked into leaving Minnesota. And I know it was via trade. But when KG eventually got dealt to the Celtics, and look what happened there. KG, who was already a legend, KG, who was already going to be a Hall of Famer, went to Boston, won a championship, and is beloved in that city. And you look at Dame, Miami is right there. Now, other teams, I know he doesn't have a no-trade clause. As we found out last week, the only player in the NBA to have a no-trade clause is Bradley Beal. In an era and a league of player empowerment, who would have thought that the only player in the league to have a no-trade clause would be Bradley Beal? So Portland could say to Dame, which I don't think they would. I think they would work with him. We're going to go get the best package available. And if you're Dame, I got to go to Miami. And I know Pat Riley could sit there and say, oh, Tyler Hero this, Tyler Hero that. Nonsense. Stop. Tyler Hero being a foundational piece for the Miami Heat. BS. You would trade him for Damian Lillard, and then you attach whatever picks you have for it. Now, Scoop B. Robinson, who joined us in the studio, he brought up the point the other night. Brooklyn could have more to offer. Okay. That's fine. But if you're Dame, do you look at Brooklyn as a place that you're going to win a championship with? You and I like Mikal Bridges a lot, but it's not a championship team. You got Jimmy Butler. You got Bam Adebayo in Miami. Bam Adebayo's a 3 on a championship team. Jimmy Butler's been a 1 to get you to 2 NBA finals. You need a dominant score. And Damian Lillard is that dominant score. So I don't want to upset people in Portland, but I think a lot of people in Portland are realistic too, because we've had this conversation going back like 2-3 summers ago about Damian Lillard. And people said, hey, I don't understand it at this point. The organization has failed him. The organization has not done enough. So now it is up to Damian Lillard to finally say it. And finally say, okay, I'm ready to move on. And until we get that, we're going to sit here and wait, and we're going to sit here and speculate where Damian Lillard's going to go. But until you hear him say that, you do always wonder, is he actually going to say that to the Portland Trailblazers? Because he should at this point. And the perfect destination, he'd be the missing piece for maybe Miami going out there and winning another championship. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Let's go to Aaron in Knoxville next up on CBS Sports Radio. Aaron, what's happening? We got to pot Aaron up. Aaron, hey, go man, ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, man, I've been a Portland fan for like since probably 2013-14, which is strange. I'm here in Knoxville, Tennessee, but God, man, the front office, just for the last 5-6 years, I don't know what they do, man. He's got the guy. You got a Hall of Fame point guard asking for help for years now.
Begging to stay, too. This is like almost any other star in the NBA would have left years ago. Like,
right.
like you agree with me, Aaron. If Damian Lillard tomorrow woke up and said, I'm done with the team, you wouldn't fault him. You wouldn't hold it against him, right?
No, you can't blame him at all, because you can only ask for the same thing over and over, man. And it's like with the draft, I thought they would have maybe, which maybe they still will, you can put the pick in some type of package, because at this point, the guy's getting older. You want somebody established, and I feel like that's what he's begged for. But you can't give him – my whole thing with them is they had CJ – and you got to think any guard that they're going to draft is a project that might not even reach the potential that CJ is or was. And at that point, it's just like a replay, man, even less than that. You're not going to get what you had 3-4 years ago.
And let's be real. As much as I enjoyed watching CJ McCollum, they got to the apex of where they were going to get with CJ McCollum. And that was to the Western Conference Finals. They did as that team's not going to the NBA Finals. And that's why you look at a team like Miami. And that's a team that's ceiling right now is just getting to the finals with Butler and with Bam, but they're not going to win a championship until they add another dominant player. And that's why it's a perfect match to go see Dame finally get that ring. And I just hope that we don't get to a point where he doesn't realize this until he becomes a free agent after the 2024-2025 season. And then it's like, okay, you only have one prime year left potentially.
Right, man. I mean, the least you can say is, like, you got to respect the loyalty part. He doesn't want to do the whole microwave generation ring chasing thing, and I get it. But, God, man, at some point you ask for the help and the front office doesn't do it. I mean, they went out and you get the guy Cam Reddish and Jerami Grant, man. Just, like, name basis alone, you can look at a roster and tell if the team's good enough to make a run, and that's not cutting it, man. So, I wouldn't blame him at all if he decided. I don't think he will. It's obvious, like, this is where he wants to be and he wants to build it. I just don't think the front office is doing their due diligence as far as giving the man what he wants.
Yeah, you really need Kevin Garnett to call him. And KG's got to say, I understand where you're coming from. I've been in your shoes before. I eventually did allow myself to move on and go somewhere else. And look, it ended up working for Kevin Garnett. Let's go to Joe in San Diego next up on CBS Sports Radio. Joe, go ahead.
Well, thank you for taking my call. And one of the things that I'm thinking is it's also Dame's contract because, you know, you're talking about taking on a $35, $40 million contract. You got to move $40 million somehow. And that kind of, you know, these teams, they get basically kind of set by this time of year. And so it's not that easy for them to just shuffle those pieces around. But if I was to say a team I think Dame should go to, I would do it. I think his career is kind of like Oscar Robertson's, where he only made it to the Eastern Conference Finals once, and he wound up going to Milwaukee playing with the big man Kareem. If I'm Dame, I'd like to go to Milwaukee. Milwaukee got pieces that they could send, like Middleton and a couple of those guys and a few draft choices, and that him and Giannis work together because Giannis needs some help. And that would be where the Bucks probably could unload maybe some contracts that would go dollar for dollar.
And Joe, it's a great point to bring up in terms of maybe the Milwaukee Bucks get it into it. Also on the news today that Chris Middleton did opt out of his contract and declined the player option. Now, he does that. I'm assuming that he knows that he's going to get a long-term extension with the Milwaukee Bucks. But if they could go get Dame over Chris Middleton, I would absolutely, as much as I've been a fan of closer Chris here on CBS Sports Radio, I would much rather have Dame than Chris Middleton. But the point I'll disagree with is that this isn't the time to do it with the contracts and the value of the contracts and the salary. It absolutely is the time. This is when the deals go down. This is not Dalvin Cook getting released several months after free agency has already gone underway and we've already had the draft, right? This is like we haven't even officially got into free agency yet. So this is the time to do so. And we've just seen deals go down, whether it's Bradley Beal or today, Chris Paul winding up with the Golden State Warriors and Jordan Poole going to the Washington Wizards. Kristaps Porzingis last night going to the Boston Celtics. So now is the time to find a way to get a deal done. So I don't think the money is a big part here in terms of these teams already being set. We're just in the infant stages of really the offseason. Let's go to Tony in Wisconsin next up on CBS Sports Radio. Tell him what's happening.
Yeah, so I kind of think I think he's on the right path, and I understand what you're saying with that, like Damian Lillard. Yeah, you don't want to stay at home. Like you, I understand you want that loyalty. You don't want to be like that. You know, you don't want to be the snake, obviously.
But he wouldn't be the snake at this point. We just had a Portland fan call in, Tony, who even admitted
he understands
this organization's a joke.
I'm just saying at this point, like, what you were saying prior to that is actually very an educated guess. Like, all right, he has to make a decision. Does he want to be, quote-unquote, loyal? Or does he want to surround himself where the Chris Middleton trade would make a lot of sense?
Yeah, it would if you could find a way to make it work. And we'll have to wait and see. And if Middleton just wants to go to Portland and get a big contract, okay, you find a way to get that done. I don't know what Dame's going to do. But all throughout the years, he's remained loyal when a lot of other people have jumped. And at this point, if you want to win a championship, it's clear you got to go somewhere else. And you got to do so now. You got 3 years left. Three years left of prime years. So don't wait two more years. Don't wait for your contract to go so you don't look like a bad guy and you walk on out. And it's past the point of being loyal. This dude has stayed so long.
No one's going to say, oh, you're LeBron going to Miami, leaving Cleveland. I know it changed because he came back and won a championship. No one's going to say, oh, you're KD. Couldn't win in OKC, so you go to the Warriors. No one's going to say that. You stayed. Everyone's telling you to go now. And the team hasn't done anything to put you in a situation to go win a championship. So it's simple. But I think he's so just in his own head where he's getting worried about the perception. Bleep the perception. No one's going to fault you for doing this. No one. Unless you're just some dope on Twitter that's a troll. But you got to say it now. And it's on Dame. He left it up to the organization. Right? Go get him a proven player. They haven't done that. So are you going to let the organization keep on running you over? Or are you going to say, it's time for a split? If I'm him, as much as I love Portland, as much as I love that double happy hour that they had and the beautiful hikes when I went there, it's time to go. Dame time is up. Dame time is done in Portland. Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.
Now back to the Zach Gelb Show.
All righty, this is Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. So CP3 is off to the Bay Area. That's going to be bizarre. So Chris Paul's now going to be a member of the Golden State Warriors. The Wizards are getting Jordan Poole, a 2030 first-round pick. I know you could trade every other year in the NBA, but it just gets so stupid when you're talking about a 2030 first-round pick. Right now in the year of 2023, what the heck is this world going to look like in 2030? And then a 2027 second-round pick. What the Warriors did here, and they're going to eventually bring back Draymond Green, though, ink him to a long-term deal. They said Draymond over Jordan Poole. I think that's a mistake. We all know what Jordan Poole can be. 2 years ago, he was being called the third Splash Brother. Last year, lost his way. Why did he lose his way? Not that I ever thought he was as great as what he did 2 years ago, but he's not as bad as what he did this past season. But he had to have lost his way because of the way he was treated and what Draymond Green did. And I think mentally that really does mess with someone. So if I'm looking at this, and if I'm Mike Dunleavy Jr., who's now running the team after Bob Myers didn't have the guts to say goodbye to some of the members of this core that won a championship with, easier said than done. You know, I understand the human side of this. But if I'm running this team, Draymond Green opts out, I'm saying that's the end of Draymond. Because I'm not paying Draymond for what he did in the past. And I know when you won four championships, it's tough to make those decisions. But I'm paying Draymond what he could do heading into the future. And I don't believe Draymond Green is going to win the Warriors another championship. So I look at the best path to winning another championship. I think it's in a shooting league. And you know how great Steph is. And even though Klay's been up and down, you know how great Klay Thompson still could be. I think you got to recreate that magic that won you a championship 2 years ago. Now, Draymond played a role in that team, no doubt about it. But I just wonder, and the great question here is, what is Jordan Poole when Draymond Green isn't on the team right after he punched you in the face? And even to Draymond's own admission at the end, that incident, even though he really doesn't take ownership of it, but he said it derailed the season and significantly impacted the season. So I would make the decision, I would have made the decision to keep Jordan Poole over Draymond Green. But Golden State, and I know Draymond has done so much, and he's a guy, you love him if he's on your team, you can't stand him if you have to go up against him. I personally think the juice isn't worth the squeeze anymore, but Golden State keeps on taking a sip of whatever Draymond Green is serving over and over and over again. And he could go at it with whatever players and however things go down with Draymond. And no matter how bad it gets,
No one holds him accountable. So I look at this right now with Draymond Green, and I really do believe they should have sided with Jordan Poole, but they didn't. And I can't say it's stunning, because you take a glance at the way that they've just been in business with Draymond Green, it's almost as if they're afraid to criticize him. Now, right after the incident happened with Jordan Poole, can you have some serious punitive action? Like, think about if I punch someone in the office here. I lose my job. Now, I get it. Sports isn't the real world. Draymond Green wasn't going to lose his job. But, what, they send him away on vacation right before the season starts? Like, come on. So, I really do believe if you were looking at the Warriors, their quickest path in a NBA right now, there's not that many great teams to getting back to winning a championship would have been keeping Jordan Poole. Instead, they send Jordan Poole off to the Wizards, and the next thing you know, Draymond will be back, and Chris Paul is going to the Golden State Warriors. And how many good battles you had between the Rockets and the Warriors, I know everyone changes teams now, so it doesn't matter, but that is going to be an adjustment, seeing an old and often hurt now Chris Paul joining forces with Steph Curry and also Klay Thompson. And Pat Boyle is here. Let me ask Pat Boyle a few questions.
Hello, Zach.
Hello, Zach. Look at you, so formal. I'm surprised I didn't get an A-O!
Hey, this is your show, man. It's your slot. When I'm on DA's show, we'll get rambunctious, we'll get rowdy, but I like to keep it buttoned up for you, man.
Okay. So you respect the turf that you're on, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
You're not going to urinate on my turf, is what you're saying.
No,
and mark your territory.
Not yet, at least.
Oh, okay.
Ryan Hickey's turf, that's another thing.
I was going to say, if Hickey was here, go the other side of the glass and lift the leg a little bit and urinate.
That's a guy who can't, he lives on Long Island, right? And can't show enough decency to show up to Bob's Bar Show, the DA
show. That
was spectacular.
Weak. That was weak by Hickey. I cannot defend him for that one. And you know me, I love to defend Hickey, but I can't go out of my way to defend him on that. Now, I will say, both you and Hickey love showing your bodies on social media. Hickey does these shower no-cap videos.
Which you, I love. I love.
Oh, stop. I thought you were entertaining and talented and had a good head on your shoulders.
It's come neck, on. It's neck up for Hickey. It's neck up.
But let me ask you this. You need to work on your filming a little bit. You're at the gym on the bench press. There was too much man spread
Yes,
on there.
This was because Joey Waller, after I did the oil boil segment at Bob's
Joey
Bar.
Waller, the old update guy here.
Correct.
He took a shot at you?
Yes.
What did he say?
Well, I think Mraz, overdid it and, stirred the pot, which
he
always
exaggerated
does.
Something,
exactly.
Mraz? Oh, shocker.
But we did the oil boil segment on DA show last Friday.
I dumped a whole bottle of baby oil, for people who have no clue what we're talking about, on Pat Boyle, and then he jumped into a pool.
Got in my eyes all over the place.
So we got to explain this, because someone just tuning in had no clue what we're talking about. DA does this Bob's Bar Show each and every year. It is unbelievable. It is like a giant frat party for CBS Sports Radio listeners. It's a really cool event, and I was there parking cars because I lost a bet. So
dressed as Matt Rhule.
Yes, dressed as Nebraska's football coach, Matt Rhule. So how did the oil boil come about before we get there? It just because it rhymes?
Well, I think the...
Did you lose a bet?
No. I think the initial thing was one of the listeners of that show, Marie in Denver.
Oh, yes, who loves you and thinks you're like Channing Tatum or something.
Exactly. She likes to ooh and ah whenever I'm on DA shows. So I think she was planning on going, and I think as a treat for her, DA said, you can come and oil up Pat Boyle and give him like an oil massage if you want. And she was...
Does Marie in Denver actually exist is my question, or is this like a burner account and it's some 60-year-old dude operating this account?
Well, she does post pictures time to time. I mean, if that's her, or if that is a dude posting a random woman, who knows? But
So did Manti Te'o's girlfriend, right? She was posting pictures as well, and then we found out it never really actually existed.
That is a good point. That was a good counter.
But anyway, continue.
So that was going to be her treat. She's flying all the way from Denver to come to Long Island.
Oil boil.
And then 2 weeks out from the show, she like broke her foot or hurt her foot or something. Yeah. She couldn't come. So then DA flexed it to like, you got the new Amazon Prime Thursday Night Football flex. He flexed it to... Okay, whoever travels the furthest gets to do this.
And it ended up being a 69-year-old man from Vancouver, Gordon in Vancouver, who's a very nice guy. Got a chance to meet him at Bob's Bar. tremendous human being, and he gave Boyle a massage with oil that I've never seen before. And then afterwards, like after we saw Gordon rub Pat Boyle for like 3 minutes, DA's like, anyone else want to try it? And maybe my intoxicated state, I was like, yeah! And I was like, who wants to see me dump the whole bottle of oil on Boyle? And everyone was like, yeah, yeah! And then I dumped an entire bottle of oil on you.
Yeah. So I got all in my eyes. But anyway, you know, I'm a beefy guy. I'm a beefy guy. But certainly not shredded, certainly not cut. So Joey Waller takes a shot at me, an old update guy here. Mraz stirring the pot, you know, saying like, wow, I never want to hear about Boyle's athleticism again. This is what he looks like.
Yeah.
So in response, I was like, all right, well, I can't take that lying down. So I posted a video doing a little NFL combine bench press. But yes, the camera angle was not the best.
They were mic'd up on your crotch, it looked like, pretty much. They were really zoomed in.
You got the crank shot.
So anyway, fun time at Bob's Bar, even though we just explained what the heck just happened. Just get into a few sports things with you. Let's tap into that brain of yours. Oh, one more. I think actually Mraz's mother has like a crush on you.
Nancy?
Yeah.
She
also oiled you up, and she was enjoying that a little bit too much.
She was, and she took a liking to me right when I walked in the doors at 5:45 a.m. Nancy's an angel. She's a saint.
I don't want to reveal too much of the information, but Nancy walks up to me and she goes, who should we set Pat Boyle up with? She was like thinking of people to try to set you up with.
Well, she used to set you up with friends of Mraz, correct?
Yes, yes. We don't need to get into any of those details.
I'll take sloppy seconds, man. I'll take sloppy seconds. Everybody eats. I'll tell you this, though.
No comment.
I'll tell you this, though. Sean's dad, Bob the Deli Man, better watch out.
Oh, you better watch yourself there.
Nah, I'm joking.
Bob will take Gordon from Vancouver's cane and smack you over the head with it. Anyway, let me ask you a few sports questions here.
Okay.
Before the, you know, I'll pull an Aaron Rodgers line here when he's at that ayahuasca press conference. Before people try to cancel me with all these shenanigans that you're bringing onto my show. Reaction, Damian Lillard, you see Scoot Henderson go with the third overall pick. He wants all veteran players. He doesn't want to do this youth movement anymore. Do you think Dame will finally say the words, I want out, or is he going to keep on going back to that well that Portland's the place to be?
Yeah, I mean, look, either you're in or you're out, Dame. I've had enough of this, you know, rope-a-dope thing with Damian Lillard where he's like, oh, I love Portland so much. Every offseason, though, and look, if it ain't coming from him, I'm sure you would see him on Twitter or you'd see him get in front of a mic and stop the rumors. He ain't stopping the rumors. Damian Lillard would maybe want to go to the Miami Heat. Damian Lillard would maybe want to join up with so-and-so. It's every offseason now for the last 2 or 3 years. Damian, do you want to be in Portland or not? Because you can't say, oh, I love Portland. I love him so much.
Well,
I think he wants
to be in Portland. But I think for him, because he's grown up now in this era of LeBron leaving, getting criticized, KD leaving, getting criticized, but no one's going to criticize him. He would be Kevin Garnett, where it's people were saying, leave. You stayed. And then eventually KG was talked into leaving and everyone was like, yeah, awesome. And look at the way now that people love KG in Boston. That's what Damian Lillard could do. He could be the next Kevin Garnett in you're loved in one place, then you go to another place, no one gives a rat's ass in terms of killing you for leaving, and you go and win a championship.
Which is all good and fine, but just, to me, I'm sick of it. I don't want to root for him anymore because it's every offseason. Either say you want to leave or say you don't want to leave, but don't say, oh, I love Portland, I'm never leaving, my family's here, and then every offseason now we're getting rumors. And I'll tell you this much, Portland's got a decent team. They're not that far off. So, you know what? How many more years are they going to be picking in the top 10? Maybe one? Like, at a certain point, maybe the guys on the team got to step up here. Anthony Simons is a good young talent.
But here's the thing. You had CJ McCollum. McCollum and Dame get to a Western Conference Finals. You had some pieces there, right? And the guy that would always get hurt, and then also Collins. Like, there were some pieces there. And now you're going with this younger core. You know, LeBron, who, right, was one of the greatest players ever, it took him till year four to get to an NBA Finals. Dame only got 2 or 3 more prime years left, probably. So you're going to rely on these young guys to blossom and turn into guys that are not only good players and really good players, but also championship players.
I just don't know what he wants the front office there to do.
Get proven talent.
But here's the thing. But how? Because
you weren't getting Bradley Beal. Zion Williamson doesn't do it for me. The guy's never healthy.
There's nobody in this summer in free agency that's worth making a big splash
Porzingis?
For. Jaylen Brown would be the only one I would argue. Yeah. And, you know, again, is Boston really committed to trading him?
No, they just traded for Kristaps Porzingis. Even if Portland got Kristaps Porzingis, it's not like you go, oh, championship.
Exactly.
It just makes too much sense. At this point, it's no one's going to question your loyalty, but he's got to say it. Until he says it, we'll see how this does play on out. Now, real quickly, I want to ask you one more other thing.
Go ahead.
Because I, you're not afraid to give a bold take here or there. So Andrew Perloff, a Maggie and Perloff earlier today, who I'm filling in for Maggie tomorrow, so I'll be on a few hours earlier. I'm at the same CBS Sports Radio affiliates. He called Victor Wembanyama Victor Wembusyama. He thinks he's going to be a bust. Now, the hype is crazy, where you get guys like Broussard saying, if he's KD or if he's Hakeem Olajuwon, that he'll be a disappointment, which is just like a dumb statement to make.
Yeah.
What do you expect out of a guy that, like, none of us have really actually watched play in Victor Wembanyama, who goes to a spot in San Antonio where it's like, oh, here comes the next Tim Duncan. Here comes the next Admiral. Here comes the next, like, line of great players to go to San Antonio that's going to go win championships.
I mean, I'll just tell you this much. I've watched plenty of highlights. I've watched plenty of tape. I've seen his highlights from playing in
the tape guy, Pat Boyles. They didn't expect that.
Well, I mean, this is the biggest, you know, draft prospect since LeBron James. He's been all over Twitter, or at least, you know, NBA Twitter for the last 4 or 5 years now. I mean, and he's 19. He's 7'4". He can shoot the three.
I think he's taller than that. I was standing next to him the other day.
Yeah.
I think he's like 7'5", 7'6".
He might be. So anyway, he may.
Adam Silver's a tall dude. He's 6'3".
Yeah.
Adam Silver looked like a toddler next to him tonight.
He's massive. He can shoot the three, at least in numbers, you know, like a small forward or a shooting guard can. He's got so many moves, and he's massive. He's massive. So unless, you know, if he stays healthy, and that's the key with every big prospect, but if he stays healthy, the weapons he has, he basically plays like a 7'5".
The ceiling is the roof, as MJ would say.
I mean, dude, you know,
or the roof is the ceiling.
I don't really see anything getting, and the way he talks, you know, I don't care about all the hype. You know, I have high expectations for myself. Mm-hmm. He seems grounded. He seems like he's
focused. You like that answer that he gave, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Guy that asked that question should get a raise, I'll just say. Oh, wait, that was me.
That was you. That was the video that I watched.
Ah, there we go. Pat Boyle.
So making rounds. But look, I think he's going to be fantastic. I don't see any reason why he won't be an all-NBA player within the first 5 years.
What's your schedule like? So you're doing updates all tonight?
Updates all tonight.
Tomorrow?
Producing locally on Saturday, and then I'm on DA's show, in for Andrew Bogish, doing headlines Monday and Tuesday.
Ah, how about that? Boyle
keeping busy anyway.
Boyle getting used a lot around here these days.
He is. Oh, me. I think you said Bogues. Boyle?
No,
yes.
Boyle.
That's what I said to Sean. I'm like the sex toy of CBS Sports Radio.
Oh,
you just use me however you want.
I was going to go like a utility player. You're like the Ben Zobrist of CBS Sports Radio. Come on, we got some kids in the car right now on afternoon drive out there on the West Coast. They're asking their parents, Daddy, what did that guy just say on the radio?
Zach, you bring me in the studio, you're opening up a can of worms.
Now, I will say one last thing, because I know we're well past due for the update. You had a bad take last offseason in the NFL when I was on TV. And I almost wanted to knock you out when you said this about Pete Carroll.
Oh,
you're
dude, like, I remember that very
well. That guy may drop dead with how stressed he is this year. And Pete Carroll ends up having a great season. And I've said this earlier in the week, so I'll bring it up to you now since I'm seeing you. The Seahawks could be the third best team in the NFC. And everyone's going to pick Philadelphia. Everyone's going to pick the 49ers, right? Those would be the two teams of the NFC to get the Super Bowl. I don't love Geno Smith. I love the story, but it's tough to trust him. But that team, you look at the offense, the three wide receivers, the two running backs, they're loaded. I may be a little bit different and go Seattle to get to the Super Bowl this year.
Really? Yeah. To get to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, well, come on. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry's going to give you the Eagles and the 49ers.
Well, look, I mean, I'll tell you.
And I know you won't pick the Eagles because you hate Philadelphia. I love Philadelphia, but you hate Philadelphia. Yes. So you'll pick the Niners to go to the Super Bowl with Brock Purdy?
Yeah, they would have if he didn't get hurt. But I'll tell you this much.
Boyle will be rocking out with this Brock out.
I will own that because I was dead wrong on Seattle last offseason. And you should have cut my mic off when I started talking about Pete Carroll's stress levels.
I was on national TV and I'm like, what the heck is this guy doing? Oh, it was miserable. All
right, look, I got to give them credit. I mean, it comes for me. You're right. The offense is loaded. Metcalf, Lockett. If Kenneth Walker stays healthy, he was the best rookie running back. You know, maybe Breece Hall had something to say about that with the Jets till he got hurt. It comes down to Geno. Can Geno give you back to back years of fringe Pro Bowl level play? If he does, I don't see any reason why they can't win a playoff game. I think the Super Bowl is way out of their reach, though.
Okay. Let's mark that. So then when it happens, we'll have a bad take boil or something like that. We got hot take hickey, or as I called him last night, horrible take hickey. And we got bad take boil here.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.